tax season, and enhanced security pedestrian gates. This is your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Kevin Henderson. With tax season upon us and those W-2s hitting our MyPay, it is important to do your due diligence to avoid unwanted speed bumps. For more on that, here's Staff Sergeant Sari Siebert.
Cybersecurity is not the first thing that comes to mind when it comes to taxes, but it is something to keep in mind. There are methods that cybercriminals use to deceive people into divulging personal data, such as bank and credit information, usernames and passwords, and other personal details. Mary Del Rosario from the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls Public Affairs Office has more.
In a phishing scheme, a cybercriminal embeds malicious links or attachments in an email and tricks the recipient into clicking the link or opening the attachment. A smishing attack is similar to phishing, with links and sometimes attachments, except that the source is a short messaging service, SMS message, also known as a text message, received on a smartphone.
Enhanced Security Pedestrian Gates, or ESPGs, are a convenient way to access the Army bases for pedestrians. For more on that, here's Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossklag.
ESPGs allow pedestrians to access the Army bases around the KMC, but sometimes, due to the Defense Biometrics Identification System, or DBIDS, outages, these gates may not always allow entry. Mary Del Rosario speaks more on the topic.
The Directorate of Emergency Services Physical Security Team has done a fantastic job by posting step-by-step instructions on the outside of each pedestrian gate. For your awareness, the process is you first swipe your ID card, look for the green LED light, and once that green light is seen, pull the door and enter.
For more information on the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls, visit them on Facebook.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Sergeant Kevin Henderson.